You forgot to play something?
It's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. Lorene?
Yes.
You have anything?
Actually, I do today.
Good.
Not much. But we just recently found out that the state is changing our sale dates. And they were from July to June every year, you know, 2 years for residential and 3 years for commercial and ag. And they are changing them to October to September. And they haven't got a directive yet on that. We got a note from Russ, our liaison, and he said that they're working on a directive, but they haven't gotten it yet. But he says, rest assured, the study periods will be from October 1st through September 30th, 3 years for ag and commercial and 2 years for residential. So I just thought I would bring you all aware that that is being changed.
Okay. Something I think for consideration, we've lightly touched on it, is I think you need, when I say you need, I will be gone probably by then, but drop equalization to every other meeting unless something's needed on the board. Statute clearly states you can do that, you can change it. So many times we have an equalization meeting that takes 2 to 3 minutes, and if there's something there, we need to do it, which can be put on at any given time. Otherwise, we could stagger them and do every other meeting and probably meet all requirements.
I think this would be fine, too, as long as we can understand that if we have something that we need to deal with
instantly,
we can put it on the agenda and get it done.
Yes.
We just need to make sure we don't put equalization on the back.
Yes. So maybe, Matt, did you?
I just had a different topic.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wonder, what was the rationale for the state wanting to switch those? Why the change? Did they give a rationale for that? I'm just curious.
They really didn't tell me anything about that. But I'm thinking because so many people, you know, this is going to bring us up until September of this year for 2012 for then the 2013 year. So I think it's bringing us a little closer, a couple months closer to what sales are happening right here because things are changing so fast and the economy is doing so many weird things, you know, that we have people complaining all the time that our residential especially, you know, is back farther that we have to look at in the current year it's doing this. So I'm thinking that's why, but I'm not 100% for sure. I can find out or have Ross come down here someday for that if you want.
You just ask him.
I would think it would be an agenda item maybe for the NACO meeting for the assessors, you know, when at the NACO. I would think that would be appropriate maybe, and you might mention to Lori and have her talk to your folks or NACO, Larry Dix. He might want to put that on the agenda. There might be some state senators even that would be interested in why we're doing this.
We're getting a tax credit for this year again. I didn't bring the figures down, but it's a little less than last year on residential. And homestead should be coming in October, you know, on who's been approved and who hasn't. So I'm just trying to think of things to tie you out of. Anybody have any questions?
Anything else?
You guys do great.
Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:34.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not a speaker.